FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The global IT outage being fixed, but the problems caused by the faulty Microsoft update will take longer to fix for tens of thousands of businesses. The most visible industry affected, airlines. 2,500 flights canceled today in the U.S.
At airports around the country, check-in areas have become like campsites for families and other stranded travelers trying to get flights out, including this man who could have a cruise ship leaving without him.
Orlando. My family and I have a cruise, so we're going to Orlando and might not make it.
Delta Airlines has the most canceled flights, almost 900, and its biggest hub, Atlanta, has been impacted the worst. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden in Delaware recovering from COVID, but still battling growing calls by Democrats for him to step aside as the nominee heading into the weekend. The union representing American Airlines flight attendants announced it's reached a tentative deal on a new contract. It's under review and still needs to be ratified by 28,000 flight attendants. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center. This is Max News with Jim Finn.
A third person has died almost a month after a crash that happened in Dodge County that killed two other people. The crash happened on June 19th. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old David Fox of Shorewood died on July 16th due to injuries that he received in the crash. A car driven by a 17-year-old crossed the center line along Highway 33 near Mayville and hit a pickup truck. That truck then spun into the path of another car, which was driven by Fox. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were both in the pickup truck. Both were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The 17-year-old and another 43-year-old woman were evaluated at the scene by medical personnel but were not taken to the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79. 99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant show you until after 5 p.m. on Friday night. Oh my goodness, what a week it's been. What a day has it been? Oh my goodness, it has been a crazy day. When you wake up in the morning and you find out there's major computer issues going around this world, you're like, wow, what happened? We'll talk about that next. Here's Mike and the Mechanics on Max FM.
Max FM.
Nothing but a fall.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is Friday, thankfully, and it was a crazy start to the day. You may have heard Maddie mention it. I do IT for a living, and this is one of my part-time gigs here. I woke up this morning going, yay, it's Friday. It's a good thing. It means the weekend's almost here. And then I started looking at my tablet and go, well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that's kind of IT-related. And then I go to my desk at home and, wow, this is impacting me at work as well. So a company called CrowdStrike released an update, and that went out to a bunch of Windows computers, Windows workstations, and servers, and that product did its update. Those computers rebooted and did not come back up. It led to basically what's called a blue screen of death, as the IT version of it. Basically, it gets stuck in a blue screen, and it doesn't do anything. That's a big problem. So they did find out what caused it, and they came up with a solution for it, but it requires a lot of work. You physically have to touch these computers or get into these servers in a virtual environment. That's a Reader's Digest version. I'm not going to go all tech geek on here tonight. So it was basically someone did an update and it broke something. That is simply what it came down to. Nothing more than that. But what it did cause is a lot of systems to go down. Email systems. Airports were having major issues. That was also a problem. So all these airports have had flight delays, and that means that other airports are delayed because airplanes are not coming in and out as they should. It affected a lot of health systems, and this was worldwide. British Columbia's had issues. FedEx and UPS have been impacted by it. Courts and jail operations in Southern California were impacted, and then in Arizona, the fourth largest U.S. county was impacted by IT outages, and it impacted some of their voting locations as well. It has slowed down healthcare systems. I know that I heard someone saying that they had went to a medical facility somewhere in the area, and it took over an hour before they could get in, so they were running very much behind. And you could see, like at some of these airport terminals, that the computers had a blue screen on them, or they were trying to reboot them. It's been unbelievable. So much that the Portland mayor issued an emergency declaration for Oregon City. That's how much they were impacted. New York was impacted. I mean, we're talking every state had some sort of impact, and CrowdStrike has been working through this. I mean, they're being very straightforward with it. Someone released an update, it broke something, and it's going to go on for days. There's going to be a lot of fallout from this, but you know, Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts to those that were impacted tonight. So if any of those are nearby, you do have a chance to get some donuts. As of noon today, over 2,000 flights were canceled. So yeah, not a great day in the IT world, and it's going to continue for a few days. So if you're doing anything that involves technology or going somewhere that involves technology, I just would recommend being patient. We will get through this together. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Billy Idol on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Shuffling the deck on D. Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The most seismic shift on the Packers this season will be on the defensive side of the ball. Gone is Joe Barry. In steps new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who's already made a good impression with head coach Matt LaFleur.
Just to see how he interacts with the guys. You know, he does a great job of, you know, giving them the why behind everything we're doing, showing the guys how teams are going to attack us. Because I think if you have an idea of how people are going to attack you, you got a better chance of stopping some of the plays that are going to come at you, and, you know, being able to throw counters to what people are going to do.
Although Hafley spent the last 4 years as Boston College's head coach, this is hardly his first NFL job, having had assistant coaching stints with the 49ers, Browns, and Buccaneers. Training camp opens up on Monday. The Packers' first preseason game will be on Saturday, August 10th. Their first regular season game is Friday night, September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I've got Mike Fonder from the Monster Nitro Truck Tour. Mike, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. You know, we're out here at the Dells Raceway Park, and we are ready to rock Wisconsin Dells with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour this weekend. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. We have some great weather. Now, Mike, you're the announcer and producer for the Monster Truck Nitro Tour, right?
That's correct. I've been doing this 38 years. I've traveled all over the world, and I'm actually a cheesehead. I'm from originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I now reside up in Oconto, Wisconsin, right on the Bay of Michigan, and still doing the Monster Truck thing, and I'm a 10-year pancreatic cancer survivor. I've been cancer-free the last 3 years, came back to work, love doing what I'm doing, and we are ready to rock Wisconsin Dells for the first time here at the Dells Raceway Park. Got some of the biggest monster truck names. Of course, you were talking about the ride truck you saw out on display. We've got the original monster truck, USA 1. We have the race truck and the ride truck. That's the first ever world champion monster truck. We've also got the Dodge Rampage. We've got the 3D-bodied alligator truck, Boss Gator. Yeah, going to be a great show. Barely Tame Ford is also here performing. We got five big monster trucks going to rip it up with the two-wheel skills, of course, qualifying, monster truck racing, and the wild and crazy monster truck freestyle. Of course, in between there, we got the world's only jet ambulance burn unit from Hazard County, Atlanta. It's up here, a J34 jet Westinghouse motor in the back of an ambulance, and we're going to have a barbecue. The crowd has never seen a burn before. Some have, some haven't. It's pretty awesome. We also got some local NASCAR stock car racers that are going to be part of our show as well. And it's going to be great. We got two performances, one at 1:30 p.m. on, of course, tomorrow, Saturday, and one at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Tickets available at monstertrucktour.com. Monster Truck Rides, they can pay cash or credit card right at the Monster Truck Ride truck. And it's very safe, seat belted in, fun for the whole family. Come out, see, feel, and hear what it's like to ride in a 10,000-pound fire-breathing monster truck. We got the interactive VIP pit party before the show for our VIP ticket holders, where they get to meet and greet the superstars of the monster truck world, get up close and personal to their trucks, get the drivers to pose for pictures, sign autographs, ask questions. Kind of a lot of fun. And we do that for an hour before the show kicks off.
It is going to be a blast. We're looking forward to it. So Max FM is going to be live on location tomorrow. I am going to ride in the monster truck with you. I'm trying to get my wife, Wendy, to do it with us. You said how safe it is. You seatbelted in. I think we should get her to go along with us when we do this on Facebook. Don't you, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because like I said, it's fun for the whole family. If you've never driven or ridden in a monster truck, I myself, my wife and I personally for 17 years had our own monster truck ride truck. And this is what we did. We did fairs, festivals, and racetracks all over the United States. And like I said to you earlier, it's true. We've seen people from the age of 2 all the way to 92 come to these monster truck shows. Now, we don't allow 2 and under to ride the monster truck ride truck because their neck muscles and everything aren't developed enough yet. So if you're listening on the air and you have a youngster that's 2 and under, we're not going to allow them on the monster truck ride truck. But 2 and up can ride the truck and have a good time. So if they're 3 and older, they can ride. And, yeah, very safe. We got individual seats with seat belts and a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And monster trucks for the first time ever at Dells Raceway Park, 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. pit party from 12 to 1 and 6 to 7. Tickets are still available. It's going to be great weather tomorrow, so stop out and see the monster trucks. Mike, is there anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Not really. All I got to say is Wisconsin Dells, the ground is already shaking.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to it. Mike, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Again, we'll be out there live tomorrow. We'll do a Facebook Live. I'm going to ride in that monster truck. I will behave myself, I promise. This is Dave Grant with Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel.
Here is Tony Basil on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionary sway. For my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
Hunger, it's a hunger, tries to keep on.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. New to MaxFMBigDeals.com is a $59 certificate to America's Best Outdoor Water Park, Noah's Ark Water Park, for just $41.99. There are over 70 acres of attractions at Noah's Ark. This is new to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Perfect thing for the summer. So go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we'll look at what music by Hootie and the Blowfish on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Are you in search of an extraordinary experience for your bachelorette or bachelor party? Or an exciting night that combines sipping on a cold brew with the thrill of competition? Look no further than Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells. This unique venue has an impressive 24 craft beers on tap, a full-service restaurant, 14 axe-throwing lanes, and an unlimited arcade. Call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We sailed on together.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Get those song requests ready now for Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kevin Kellogg. Here's Richard Marks on Max FM.